Supporters of giving driver's licenses to undocumented residents descended upon Craig Conlon's office Thursday, aiming to discuss the matter with the Assembly Speaker. They were disappointed. Conlon wasn't there and his staffers were, to be blunt, not very helpful. All this left the two dozen or so people who journeyed to Conlon's legislative office on Rahway Avenue downcast and angry. Alejandro Jaramillo, the leader of the group, complained that the Democratic speaker was mimicking Donald Trump. Fighting words indeed. As Jaramillo walked to the front door, a young woman emerged and said he couldn't enter. "I am a registered Democrat," Jaramillo said to no avail. A few minutes later, a young man came to the door and told Jaramillo that Conlon was not available. And even if he was, Jaramillo was told he would need a formal appointment. Jaramillo asked Coughlin's position on the issue and the man replied he didn't know. As Jaramillo sat down in front of the door, other members of his group congregated on the walkway leading to the porch, chanting and sometimes singing songs. Theatrics aside, this episode dramatized the gulf between Democratic legislative leaders and the more liberal members of their own party. Governor Phil Murphy backs licenses for undocumented residents, saying the issue has to do with traffic safety and fundamental fairness. After all, many undocumented individuals drive in New Jersey every day. But like such other liberal goals as the millionaire's tax and legalizing pot, Democratic leaders in the Senate and Assembly are reluctant to go along. That doesn't please Jimmy Dabrowski, a teacher in nearby Perth Amboy, who said many parents of his students are undocumented and need licenses. He said that as a progressive state, New Jersey should lead on this issue, not lag behind. A sign outside Conlon's office informed all that the building was the site of meetings devoted to women's suffrage from 1915 to 1920. One assumes that 100 years ago, those protesters were allowed inside.